I'm ready, bro.
Here we are. Here we are. Ladies and gentlemen, Jason OC Podcast.
So you're going to make the announcement and clap for yourself. Did you see when the guy, the defensive tackle for the Jets,
yeah, when he
sneezed and blessed
and
himself?
Blessed, yeah.
He was like, "That's you, oh, God bless you,
and kept on the interview. He didn't even flinch. What's my man's name? First rounder.
Quinnen Williams. One of the funniest things I've seen.
I mean, that's why I love defensive linemen, man. Mm. I love D linemen.
He blessed himself. Bless
most you. Swag in a big man's body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like, you know,
big, yeah. Y'all are the dudes with the most swag.
Les Holmes.
But you guys
what
are
this
big.
Called? Les Holmes?
Yeah.
No.
You can't say it
they
on the podcast.
Pay. They didn't pay us.
But it is the brand you say.
Yeah, they didn't pay
and
us.
And it is fresh.
Yeah.
And it's amazing that you find these clothes that fit you.
Yeah.
Let's just start there.
Yeah.
It's not very easy. They don't make amount of volume in those sizes, or do they?
Realistically, now it's quite easy to find clothes my size. Just the XL. Everybody makes an XL.
Oh, yeah. You used to not be an XL.
3XL.
Yeah.
No, that's... They don't make these kind in 3XL.
No.
But XL?
I'm talking about
simple.
Old OC.
Yeah, that's simple.
Old OC.
XL is everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Old OC, how did you find clothes?
Oh, it was tough. That's when I used to wear the really big, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My suits were big.
You had to.
My big t-shirts,
yeah.
You know, all that type of stuff.
The white
they were
tea.
Making them, especially then.
For you.
Like, baggy was in.
Yeah, that's true.
Even, like, small people.
That's true.
Everybody was wearing, like, into big white tees and,
true.
You know, the baggy clothes. So it was easier then.
Oh, see, I used to wear basketball shorts underneath my jeans.
That's serious.
That's how we used to roll.
That's how big your clothes
were. That's how big my clothes were.
Yeah.
With a super belt. Like, I mean, it was like a size 38 jeans.
Yeah. Big boys.
And I'm a 33.
Oh, yeah, you're 33?
Yeah.
Is it just because you wore 33 or you're legitimately
I'm a legit 33. Back in the day, I probably was like a 30. No, I probably was always a 33. But I was swoller up top, though.
Yeah, you had the big neck.
I had the big neck, the shoulders.
A pencil neck now,
yeah,
bro.
I got the pencil neck.
Yeah.
I had bigger quads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were getting it, bro.
But
Well done.
It's gone.
Yeah.
It's evaporated.
You know what I just had?
Tell me.
Some pastilles. That was for Simon. I just had some fruit pastilles.
Where's your tea?
It's in my bag.
Oh.
I have a long day today, so I'm going to have that a little bit later.
So you space the tea out?
I space it out to this afternoon, like around 3.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's when I'm going to have the tea.
Oh, so you're going in hot into the afternoon.
Yeah. I'm going to be ready to go.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's a lot of... Do you wear that energy off by the end of the day?
No, you see, I just needed energy the same way the Buffalo Bills needed energy yesterday. They got the ball shoved down their throats, bro. Mac Jones only threw the ball 3 times, Jason.
Listen.
He went 2 for 3 for 19. What is going on in New England?
First,
what, are they running the wing tee?
First of all.
What is that?
It was windy.
Okay.
It was windy. But to your point. This team can play in any weather.
Yeah.
They've outplayed a team that's supposed to understand how to play in their own environment and climate.
They ran the ball 46 times.
As they should.
And threw it 3 times.
Bro, we've been talking
I've about, never seen that before.
We've been talking about this, though.
Yeah.
Like, about their Buffalo Bills defense. And even though they were good against the run, it just... I just didn't know.
They threw the ball 3 times, Jason.
Bro, did you?
Have you seen? When was the last time you saw that? When was the last time you witnessed that?
You know what?
Did you witness that in high school?
No. You remember that game in Buffalo? I'm not even going to tell you the running back that was playing in it because we don't say his name on this podcast. So think of a running back you don't like.
Okay.
That game in Buffalo,
super
snow.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
And you couldn't see anything.
Mm-hmm.
That game.
But they
the last time I
passed the ball more than 3 times.
No, they didn't. I don't think they even threw it. It was so... Remember, they couldn't see? The snow was so bad you couldn't even see it?
Mm-hmm.
That's the last time I think a game like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That
in Buffalo.
Incredible.
Both of them in Buffalo.
Yeah.
Both of them in Buffalo. But I will say this. Are you ready to say, or are you willing to say, this New England team is dangerous?
We've been saying that for a couple of weeks now.
Yes. Are they the best in the AFC, do you think?
No.
Yeah.
No.
They're not
the best team in the AFC.
Yeah.
No.
No.
No. What's surprising me is how surprised everybody is.
A lot of people
pick
Buffalo, though, to win. We picked New England.
No, we picked New England.
Yeah.
But overall, mm-hmm. what is surprising to me mm-hmm. is how surprised people are about what's going on in New England.
Right.
This was, you could have seen this coming.
Yeah.
You know, before it even happened. As soon as they picked Mac Jones, you said, okay, what is this guy good at?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, true.
What does he do well?
True, very true.
Okay, we know the coaching staff. We know exactly where he's going.
Yep.
Oh, this is going to work out. This is going to work out pretty well.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure we did say he was going to be the most successful out of all these. We said that
from the beginning.
From the beginning.
But not, we didn't, I don't agree with long term, but we said this year, for sure.
This year he was going to be, even as long as Bill Belichick is there, right?
Yeah.
As long as Belichick is there.
Yeah.
From what we've seen, from him, from even all the other guys that have been drafted, they're going to have the most success, at least for the next 3, 4, 5 years. I just don't.
Hard to argue. I can't argue with it.
Exactly.
Can't argue with it because it's all about what you build around a quarterback, what you build around that position, especially in the early years. That's your success. Until you get good enough to carry a team or you get good enough to execute at a high level where they can strip back some of these assets because they got to pay you.
Yeah.
And he's a long way away from that because they got, what, 4 or 5 years until they have to even make that decision?
Yeah.
That's a long time. Nah, I mean, I just don't know how you – this team has gotten better every single week. They are a bully. Mm. The offense and defensive line dominated the game. The defensive backs, which they're supposed to be, that's what they're good at in New England, obviously. That's where their strength is. I don't know how you beat them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you beat them in these later rounds. I don't know. Unless you have an elite, you got to have an elite quarterback. Now, who's the other elite quarterback in the AFC? Patrick Mahomes?
Okay.
Who's the other one? They just
in the
beat
the AFC?
Yeah. They just beat.
Nah,
Josh Allen.
He's not elite.
I thought he was elite.
Nah, that was.
He was elite before the season started.
That was fool's gold, man. That was fool's gold, bro. That was fool's gold. You want to crown him? Crown him.
You were never a believer. You were not jumping. You were not singing at the top of the mountains. That's
one thing.
You were not. I give you that.
Also, Jason.
Yes.
You got to think about Josh Allen, right?
Yep.
I mean, incredible talents.
Yes.
Right? He had a great season last year.
Yep.
But that was, he's been in the, this is what, his fifth year now in the NFL? Mm-hmm. He's had one great season.
Yeah.
The other times it was, oh, we don't know.
He showed
you
flashes.
We don't know. But you were never really, he was very inconsistent, right?
Yeah.
And he's back to that this year.
I think he's good. I think if they had a better running game, he'd be better.
Can't call him elite, though.
No.
Can't call him elite.
No. But it's, he's not elite enough to drop back 40 times a game and throw the ball.
It means he's not elite.
Agreed.
Yeah. There's one other elite quarterback in the AFC. Elites, right?
Yeah.
You say Mahomes?
Mahomes.
Who's not really
Lamar
well.
Is an elite playmaker.
He's an elite player. He's an elite player.
Yes, he's
right?
an elite player.
We could say Justin Herbert is bordering. He's bordering on that. He's not elite right now.
Yeah. Correct. He's not going to beat New England. He's not going to beat that defense.
No way.
Yeah.
No chance.
So when I'm just looking at getting through the playoffs, I'm like, who do they got to play that I'm like, yo, they can just throw up points on them, and then the Patriots are going to have to play catch up? Because I just don't see it.
I know one thing, right? I know that there's some discussion about whether or not we're going to be at the actual game. Right?
Ooh.
Right?
Are you going there?
I know there's some discussion.
Ooh.
Right?
Ooh. Oh, my God. Oh, see,
but
you know
I'll say this, Jason.
I do love you as a person.
I'll say this, Jason.
I do love you as a person.
I'll say this, Jason.
I do.
If.
People know this.
If New England
mm-hmm.
is in the Super Bowl
mm-hmm.
against Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
If that happens.
Should we start rooting for that now?
If that happens, Jason.
Oh, see. Should we start rooting for that now?
Imagine a New England-Tampa Bay Super Bowl.
You have changed my whole narrative. I was all L.A., want the Rams there.
Imagine a New England.
I'm writing this down.
Tampa Bay Super Bowl.
Every pick I pick is for this now.
I'm done. You're headed towards that.
I'm done.
Okay. So
I want that.
Because selfishly, we'll be there.
For those,
we're not even talking.
We're not even.
We're not having no conversations.
No.
Right?
We'll be there.
No matter what else is going on.
There's some things going on.
We'll be in that state.
Some people don't think it's important for us to be out there doing our thing. We'll I'm just throwing it out there.
We'll be in the stadium if
so,
that happens.
You know,
for sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, see, you know, I'm a storyline guy this year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm no longer, because our Giants are disgusting.
Yeah.
I'm no longer, like, rooting.
That was harsh.
They're disgusting.
Yeah.
They make me sick in my stomach. Because I love the Giants.
Yeah, that's harsh.
No, I love the Giants.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a Giants fan.
It seems like as the weeks go by, you're becoming more and more like me.
I need to stop behaving like you. There's only one OC, so I need to chill out.
It's okay.
I need to chill out.
No, it's good.
I'm upset because I love the Giants.
Yeah.
Like, the first games I ever watched as a kid, my neighbor, Richard K., I just gave his whole all his business
away. That's okay.
Lived around the corner from him. His dad got me into football. Like, his dad was like, took me to practice. He played Pop Warner, all that, right? They were, you know, back then it was what you got on your television. People watched the Giants. They were Giants fans. First team, fell in love, Lawrence Taylor, Super Bowls, all that, right? First Pop Warner team, youth team, the Giants.
Mm.
Number 20, because I was Barry Sanders
running
the rock. I was nice until I got hit, OC, against this team in El Segundo, and the linebacker hit me, and I punked out.
Ooh,
I bowed down. Fake knee injury the whole nine. I didn't want no more parts.
Yep.
Went to quarterback.
Okay.
I said, I'm not running this rock no more.
Yep.
It's not safe for skinny people.
It's not.
It was not. Yeah. He disrespected my body, OC.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even know why I'm talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
Giants fan.
Mm.
When I got to play for the Giants, it like fulfilled a mission, a life dream, full circle.
Mm.
Back. Started youth football Giants, finished Giants.
Boom.
That's my love for the Giants.
Got you.
You understand
it's
that?
Deep.
It's deep.
Yeah.
It's deep. You know what I'm saying? Like, my brother, big Giants fan, he just inherited the Giants because we was in New York living on OC's table, on his tab, all night.
Getting it done, yeah.
Big chain, white tee, all that.
Yep.
Giants.
Mm.
So, when y'all won that Super Bowl, when Eli was balling, y'all was balling, like the second one.
Yeah.
When he was throwing through the playoffs,
bruh.
I felt it.
Mm-hmm.
I was balling out in New York on the street.
Okay.
Y'all was balling on the field.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
I'm with y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I won that.
Okay.
I just, you know, but I didn't.
Are you saying all this because you said you're disgusted by them? Like, what?
Now you understand.
I got you.
You see how this went in this big story?
Yeah, I feel you.
That's why this pains me. Back to my story, because I'm completely talking crazy.
Yeah.
I am not rooting for teams anymore. I don't root for a team.
Yes.
I'm rooting for storylines. Sorry it took me so long to get there.
Yeah.
This is the best storyline.
Yeah.
I am now rooting for this story.
Yeah.
Thank you.
How come nobody's talking about that? Like,
this is why we have you.
Yeah. Nobody's really talking about that.
Nobody's.
Could they not see this coming?
It kind of gets mentioned, but I don't think, because the Patriots were not considered that team.
Yeah.
So it was not the storyline.
Yeah. So now, we got to push this out there now
We pushing it now.
Yeah. So they know that this came from us first.
Bro, you've already put it out there. It's stamped. It's time to Simon going to put it out. You know,
yeah,
Simon.
Exactly.
No, Simon won anything for lights.
It depends on.
What kind of watch is that?
This is an Apple Watch. But I'm saying.
When did you get that?
I've been had this. Well, hold on. It depends on how deep we go into our conversation today.
Mm-hmm.
Because you remember how last time they kind of waited because the conversation was a little it might have went a little.
But I will say, is it time for our friend Karen to start listening? Now?
It's time for her to listen.
All right, Karen, start listening.
It's time, Karen.
All the Karens of the world who don't care anything about the NFL.
It's time to listen.
It's time to turn your volume up.
Turn it up, Jason. Turn it up, people.
Turn my mics up.
I sent you an article yesterday. You remember the one?
Yes.
On Los Angeles, what's going on in LA?
Yes, you did. I did not read it, but I do know about it.
Yeah.
Yep.
We have a friend who lives in Los Angeles.
Pulling that up
right?
Mm-hmm.
And I sent her the article too.
Mm-hmm.
the response I heard from our friend was very, very interesting, right? Mm-hmm. She was like, she doesn't feel safe in L.A.
Can I read the... It was in the Los Angeles Times. Can I read the headline of
Correct.
The article?
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
So this all stemmed off of the killing of the music producer Clarence Avant's wife, right?
Correct.
Which if you... His special on Netflix is The Black Godfather.
Yeah.
Brilliant. You should watch it. So sad, mm-hmm. right? This what happened. Home invasion,
yep.
believe. And the headline is Brutal Brazen Crimes Shake LA, Leaving City at Crossroads.
Yep.
And the reason why OC sent me this, I'll let him explain, is because we spoke about this last year.
Is it two years ago
we spoke about this.
Yep.
We spoke about the economic disparity and the implications of that in any major metropolitan city, right?
100%.
How these things fester, become issues. And even to get more detail, which I'm going to let you kind of direct this so I don't get off topic, because you see the way my brain is working today. I spent 10 minutes talking about why I'm the Giants pain.
Yep.
But I remember us talking early on about police budgets, implications, why those that are violently opposed to any kind of allocation of resources in another direction, why mm-hmm. they're like that. And it's because as these economic issues change and there is more disparity, that is their protection.
Okay.
Right? Remember we were talking about how even though they were in LA, they were defunding all these other social safety nets, mm-hmm. they were increasing the police budget. And there's a reason because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because as they strip those back, what does that cause? That economic disparity, probably there's an increase in uptick in crime.
Mm-hmm.
So where do you put more money at mm-hmm. to protect yourself on top of the mountain?
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Correct.
Okay.
Excellent. So
back to your friend.
Right. And she was like, man, I feel like I got to get out of here. It is crazy, mm-hmm. right? Like mm-hmm. there's so much crime, so much, you know what I mean? There's, mm-hmm. there's just a lot going on in LA, in that environment, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know her very, very well, mm-hmm. right?
Okay, yes, yep.
Correct,
mm-hmm.
right.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. She is she's liberal.
Mm-hmm.
Like
very.
Very, very liberal.
Yes,
right?
Extremely.
Like, on that vibe mm-hmm. about that type of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so for her to say that lets you know that there's a very, very serious problem in that area or in that community.
Because it's impacting wealthier areas.
It's impacting them.
Which is the difference. They'll allow that.
Correct. Until it starts to...
It's moving upstream.
It's moving upstream. So here's the problem that I always had with a lot of the talk about defunding police and a lot of the talk with all the issues that we're talking about in regards to police, right? Mm-hmm. Here's what I see happening.
Okay.
And here's what I see that happens.
Okay.
You have poverty.
Yep.
Right?
Yes.
And in my estimation, poverty is usually responsible, or at least highly responsible, for a lot of crime.
Yes.
Right? It's not, people aren't just, for the most part, people just aren't bad people, right?
No, people are trying to survive.
They're trying to survive. So poverty causes these situations, right? They causes people to react in
questionable choices.
Make questionable choices. Yeah. I know this for a fact, right?
I mean, if I had to feed my daughter who's 7 years old and I had no other reason to do it, am I going to steal that loaf of bread?
Boom, right? So you have the poverty that causes people to commit crimes,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Rather than addressing
the poverty, yep.
right? Rather than truly doing things to address the poverty,
yeah.
what happens? Oh, we're going to clamp down. Mm-hmm.
We're going to criminalize poverty.
Right? So what happens now? police.
So boom. Even before there's a crime, we're going to criminalize poverty or impoverished areas.
Impoverished areas.
We're going to just lock, yeah.
Boom. What happens now? Police. Woof. Right? Invariably, some of those police are going to do criminal things themselves, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. They're going to do things that aren't, they're not policing people properly, mm-hmm. invariably. That's what's going to happen. And then you have a lot of the situations that happen, whether it's the George Floyd or whether it's all of these situations that happen, right?
Yep.
Boom, so that happens, right? So what happens then? Oh, massive protest, mm-hmm. right? Whoa, this can't happen. Oh my goodness. Oh, look at how the police are treating us. All this stuff is going on, right? Mm-hmm. So you know what happens, Jason? Mm-hmm. You know what the police say? Like, you know what? Oh man, we got caught, right? Mm-hmm. Let's pull back, right? Mm-hmm. So they now pull back, right? You have the defund the police movement. You have all these movements, right? So the police now pull back, right? Mm-hmm. But nobody has addressed that poverty. Mm-hmm. Nobody's done anything about that.
No.
So you know what happens? Crime jumps back up. It shoots back up. And then what happens again, Jason? Oh, we got to do something. Guess what happens? Guess what's going to happen now in LA? Massive police presence. Something else stupid is going to happen. And the cycle repeats itself over and over and over again. This is why people are wondering, how come nothing changes?
Yes.
How come this keeps on going on?
Yes.
Because we're not addressing the root cause. We're allowing the root cause to continue, and all we do is talk and protest and say this and say that and all this nonsense. But the poverty that has caused all these things to begin with, nobody is addressing that. And this is why nothing ever changes, Jason.
Oh, my brother.
It's crazy.
I know you better than I know you think I do.
Yeah.
Let me tell you why. I had to mind map this out because I love it. When you start talking football quick.
Yeah. Oh, you know we're going somewhere else.
You couldn't wait to talk about the game. You 100%. Couldn't wait.
Couldn't.
So I knew. Oh.
Mm.
Oh. We got something to talk about.
100%.
Okay. The way you map this out, regardless of anybody's opinion, follow OC. See where he's coming from. All right? And all that you said, the important part of this I looked at was exactly what you talked about. Nobody is addressing the real situation, because to do that, you have to get real change.
Mm.
And ask yourself, you can think differently about all these circumstances. You can have different opinions on all these circumstances. Fund the police, defund the police, this, that, all that. Everyone has the right to.
Mm-hmm.
But let's look at the core problem. How would you solve that? Because most of us would probably think that needs to change.
Yep.
So, why hasn't that been addressed? You know why?
Mm.
For that to change, there's going to be this really big word that impacts a lot of people. Redistribution of wealth.
Mm.
That is how this changes. All right, so I'm no politician. I'm no economist. But how does that happen? Well, tax implications, social spending. The money's coming from somewhere, going to somewhere else. Let's understand who those people are that it's going to come through. The way corporations are taxed, the way the wealthy is taxed, what people pay for. Remember, the more money you make, the less you pay for things. It's expensive being poor. If you're poor and you don't have proper banking, it's expensive. You know what it's called? Payday loans.
Mm.
That was taken away under the Obama administration and is one of the first things the Trump administration put back in. The way that can be exploited. Fees impact poor people. Who is the beneficiary of fees? Where does that money go?
Mm.
Who is that going to? That's just one thing. Healthcare, it's very expensive when you're poor. It's very expensive when you're poor. So if we're going to do something politically that allows healthcare for everyone, and now my taxes are higher because of that, but yet it doesn't impact me because I can pay for what I need. Matter of fact, OC, I got a wing in the hospital under my name.
Mm.
Who's going to pay for the things that impact the poverty? This is why we are, us as humans in the working class. Now, there's layers of the working class. There's high, you know, on pay scale. But those that are not members of the corporate hierarchy, meaning the true, like the ones that run it, we're all in the same battle for survival. And we're just trying to make sure there's balance, right? It's always going to teeter one side or the other. Understandable in each generation. I get it. Everybody's, you know, trying to make the best life for themselves. But understand, for this change that you say to happen, who's got to make it? Because those that want to make it and those that have to give up stuff. Listen, we got to pay more taxes, OC. Okay? We have to pay. And we've talked about this. We've talked about what we're willing to do and what yep. we're willing to give. Remember, the ones that have the most to give are the best at redirecting blame.
Yep.
And they are geniuses at it.
They're so smart.
That propaganda on, look over here, it's your fault, it's this fault, you don't get along, these people are doing this people. Oh my but God. The real thing is, to solve this problem, because remember, now they're coming up on the mountain to get us.
Yep.
Hey, nobody's safe. You know what? Let's criminalize this. Let's enforce this. It's this. You know, easy targets. Let's show this guy. Let's show that guy. Let's focus on these criminals. But yet, when you look at the poverty and the change that can happen because of economic resources and opportunities, where does that come from? Who has to give skin? Who has to put more skin in the game? And why do they not want to? That's the conversation.
And that's the issue, Jason. Like, you just summed it up.
Well, I just
perfectly
wrote down what you just said.
Perfectly. You understand?
I understand.
And I find it so fascinating. You know what I mean? Like, I find everything so fascinating. I see, I look at, even in terms of, I know we made fun of Simon in terms of the, you know, the booster shots and all this type of stuff.
But we
right?
love Simon. We just
love Simon.
Yeah.
Completely. But okay, now they have this, because my brother then was supposed to be coming up here from Nigeria. They put Nigeria now on the red list, right?
Yeah.
So you can't come in no more because of the Omicron variant of the vaccine, right? Or not the vaccine,
the
new variant of COVID, right? Mm-hmm. So you look at it, right? You look at the whole situation. Some of these countries have hundreds of millions of doses just stockpiled. Mm. Just stockpiled.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just hoarding, right? Mm-hmm. They got a lot of people. They got people even turning down vaccines. They got people in these countries turning down vaccines.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, nah.
Yeah.
Right? And you have these big, rich countries with hundreds of millions of, you know, extra shots. And then you got a continent in Africa with 2% mm-hmm. of them vaccinated.
Do you think more people would take it if it was available?
100%. Okay. 100%.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
They won't give. They won't give it to them, right? They won't send it over there. They won't give the IP so these people can make it themselves. Nothing. And we got people here on third, fourth, fifth booster shots and some turning down.
I just signed up for mine the other day.
Turning them down.
My booster, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a continent in desperate need of it, but they won't do anything about that, right? So it's even on a country level, we are so hypocritical in the way that we behave, in the things that we do, because if something, if there's a chance of something affecting you, right? You're like, eh, you know what? I'm all for, you know, equality. I'm all for, you know, yep. I'm all for all that good stuff. Yep. But, you know, as long as it's not affecting me, then we're good to go.
Right.
Right? That's the way the world works. It's so bizarre, bro. I just wish we could, I wish we could all just see what's really going on. I wish we could all just see what's actually going on, man.
Hypothetical for you.
Yeah.
Hypothetical, okay? Because my brain, I'm still on the other combo, but this is, this. So I'm going
it's
to,
the same thing.
I'm going to go to hypothetical.
Yeah.
All right, in certain, okay, in the U.S., they, basically a lot of corporations, they've stripped back pension plans, right? So it's on you, the investor, 401ks, all that stuff, you, the employee, to invest and save for your future.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they had issues in the past where people weren't necessarily taking advantage of those programs. In the NFL, we have our programs, right? I remember early on, some players wouldn't do it, and I was like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever, you know, ever. Now guys don't think like that, mm-hmm. but I literally, and one of these guys went into finance. I won't say his name, but it just makes me laugh that he's, I'm like, why would anybody listen to you? Mm-hmm. Because I remember when you were fighting something they were going to double and match. Anyways. So a lot of corporations, they go, okay, you're HR. You say, Mr. Jason Bell, basically I have to fill out a form that opts out, mm-hmm. meaning I have to, they opt me in to these programs unless I fill out the physical form that opts me out instead of filling out the physical form that opts me in. So it increased people's savings. Follow me. You with me?
Okay.
Okay. What if these countries with stockpiles and the people that didn't want, for whatever reason, and I have no problem with it, they didn't want to take the vaccine that's available. And they're like, hey, if you don't take it, you opt out, and we're going to send it away.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone.
It's a great idea, but they'll never do it, Jason.
Just follow me yeah. for fun.
That's why I said it's a great idea.
Follow me for fun.
Yeah.
Do you think more people would take it? If they thought it was going
away,
they're
going
to
give
somebody
it away.
Else.
That's a great question. I don't know.
A hypothetical for everyone out here. Think about it. If they said, we have X amount of people throughout the world that want this.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Bell, here is your appointment. Do you want this? Let me think about it. They give you time.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I don't want it. No problem, J. Mm-hmm. Bell. Cool. You all the freedoms. Your dose, you have now donated it.
Yes.
To someone else.
Yeah.
I don't think they would. I think people would fight for that. I think they would protest the fact that it went away.
They were going to give it away. Stop arguing.
I don't want it, right. But
you can't
have
it.
Think about that.
It's nature. Yeah. It's a lot of people's nature.
Because of what you said, like, okay, y'all don't, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Hoarding. It's the same thing as distribution of wealth.
Same thing. That's what I was trying to tell you.
It just took me a long time to get there, OC.
It's the exact same thing, bro. Same thing.
This is whatever everybody has their own. Dude, you got your rights. No problem. No, I don't judge. If I judge, I check myself quick.
Yeah.
Because the things I like to do and the things I believe in, other people don't. No problem. You and I think about things differently all day.
Mm-hmm.
But we just hear each other out.
Yeah.
Imagine if everybody, no problem, it's gone.
They'll never do it, Jason.
I know.
They won't. I'm saying the people.
Would they
even
fight
hypothetically?
It?
That's what I'm saying. They will fight. They will fight that.
I think so.
They will fight it.
They don't. Nobody else can.
Nobody
have
can
it.
Have it. They will fight it.
That's why they're sitting on stockpiles.
Yep.
Oh, OC, we gotta ask OC. Ask J. Bell.
Okay.
Are you cool with that?
Yeah.
I'm very inspired by you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna. This is. Thank you for this.
Yeah.
I look forward to these days. I really do. And this is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Karen, I hope you can still. I hope
you're okay.
I hope you're okay. Hopefully this was good for you. Dan, Noel, and Amanda, they all have the same question.
Mm.
This is probably why Simon asked this, mm-hmm. so he can be lazy and write the same question.
Yep.
Why did the Ravens go for two?
Mm-hmm.
Would you have kicked the point or gone for two if you were the Ravens down by one against the Steelers, OC?
I think he did the right thing.
I agree.
Number one, obviously we know that they were down cornerbacks, and Ben Roethlisberger had, in the past, his last three drives, touchdown, field goal, touchdown, they were in trouble, right? That's number one. Number two, they're sitting on a pretty okay lead in terms of like where they were in the division, right? I mean, why not go for the kill right then and there, right? Like, I think it made sense. It made sense.
I didn't know they were down cornerbacks like that. I saw Humphreys get hurt, but I didn't know what happened. So I can't even lie. Mm. But everything you're saying, they're in Pittsburgh.
Yep.
They go down and they're kind of getting hot on offense at the end, the Steelers. You want to get out of there.
Yep.
You got Lamar. We talk about you got the best playmaker on the field.
Let him make a play.
Bro, and you go for it on fourth down all the time.
Yep.
Of course you're going for it. I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
Steve at STEVVLAD. Yeah, that's his at.
Okay.
I don't even try to get that out, OC.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's cool. I have a rookie question. What is a half a sack? Well, we have an expert for you.
Mm-hmm.
What is a sack and what is not a sack? I saw a Lions player asking Aaron Rodgers as if he wasn't even sure.
And yeah.
That's you got a guy who did it a lot.
I think the situation with that is Aaron Rodgers had got back to the line of scrimmage, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that counts as a sack. Because Aaron Rodgers didn't gain any yardage.
Right.
So that's why he wasn't sure whether or not he got the sack
or not. He passed
the
line of scrimmage, because then it's just a tackle.
It's just a tackle if he went past the line of scrimmage. Yes. But the fact that he was directly on the line of scrimmage, it goes down as a sack. So that was the situation.
Yep.
Now, half a sack is when two people hit the quarterback at the same time, mm-hmm. which happens quite a bit. So they can't,
just
give the sack to one person.
Down.
No, so they give that as a half a sack. Yep. So those are your questions.
Yep. And if you know the line of scrimmage, you got to know what that is. You can't, once you pass that, it's a run.
Mm.
And that's exactly why. Good question, though, Steven. You asked the expert
on
our panel. That would be OC.
I know about sacks.
OC,
yep.
I appreciate this conversation.
Yeah.
I'm about to read this article. It was amazing.
You should. Isn't that where you're from?
Yeah, I know. I'm talking to people.
And you talking about going over there.
I'm talking to people. The difference is we get back to the community. So we're going to be all right.
We're going to be fine.
We're going to be all right. We out of here. Thank you, everyone. Send us some questions. Simon will pick us. If we don't get to your question, blame it on Simon as we do everything else. The Jason and OC podcast. OC is looking fly. He's got interviews today. We are rocking. We are rolling. Holla at us.
Zabunzabu imba, imba, Zabunzabu imba, imba, Zabunzabu imba, imba, Zabunzabu imba, imba. Freeze in the mix, run, 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 run,